glad that we finally are able to bring you this presentation from Guyana 2 months ago. Hadn't been quite 2 months, but it feels like it to me. Technology is a wonderful thing, isn't it? I'm telling you, technology can present a problem sometimes. My computer decided this time it was going to retire. It had enough. So it retired. So I thought, I've got to get this PowerPoint put together. I called Mary. I said, "Mary, what about it? Can you do a PowerPoint?" "Yeah, I can do a PowerPoint." I said, "Well, I tell you what, I'd really appreciate it if you and Harry could put this thing together, because I'll give you all my pictures, but I'm not able to do anything." And so they have done a good job putting this together. And I just really appreciate it so very much. As you know, this is Harry's first trip out of Morgan County. No, not quite. Not really, but it was his first trip out of the country. But when he hit the ground in Guyana, he hit the ground running. He had no difficulty bonding with the Amerindians, the East Indians, the Americans that was on the trip. In fact, there's only 5 Americans this time that went. But he teamed up with the young man that had gone through the school of preaching. And many days I wouldn't see him until maybe 5 o'clock in the afternoon. They'd leave that morning and he'd gone all day. So he and that young man just built a very strong relationship and just did a good job. And Harry didn't hesitate to do whatever he was asked to do. And in fact, he looked for opportunities to do things. So, this trip, a little different from others. The first week, we were in a village that we had been in previously and had built a building there for them. And in fact, one of the young men there, Austinville, has been supporting him in the school of preaching. But just got a phone call before services tonight, and that young man has some issues that is going to prevent him from being able to continue. So I'll be getting with the elders, and I'll tell you what I found out about that. That village is out in the area northwest of Georgetown. This time of the year, or the summer, you cannot go down south. At least you cannot get into the various villages because of rainy season and the rivers are all overflowing and we can't get across them. So we stay up north. And this time we sat at Maruka, northwest, about 40 miles probably from Jonestown. Everybody knows where Jonestown is, don't you? Well, I think it was about 40 miles from there where Maruka is. The following week, then, we went to a village on an island in the middle of a large river. The Essequibo River is the largest river down there, and it's several miles wide as it empties into the Atlantic. In the middle of that river is an island about 2 miles wide and about 18 miles long. And there, we found out 2 or 3 years ago, there was about 6 people that were meeting over there. Church had been established there several years ago, but the preacher died or had to leave or something. I'm not sure what all the details were there. But a couple years ago, we thought we need to go in there and see if we can't revive that. And that's what we did the second week. It is an East Indian village, not Amerindian, but East Indian. And so it was village that I had not been into before. But it was a very unique experience. We even got to go through a Hindu temple while we were there. The church building is located, not in a building. They don't have a building yet. They've got property on which a building, hopefully one day will be built. They just put up a temporary meeting place for us. But right next door was a Hindu temple. They took us all through it and showed it. But anyway, I've said all I'm going to say. I'm fixing to turn this flicker over to Harry. He's going to run through these, and he understands that he's going to move fast because he's got about 120 slides on here. And Harry, you've got about 25 minutes. So it's yours, brother. Now, there, and there's a clicker.
Well, to start off, I was just going to say I love technical difficulties. Yeah, we had a big one
lights down
right before we got up here. So to start this off, we started, left from Miami, we went straight to Trinidad and Tobago, and then right to Georgetown, and that took all day. Next, that's kind of the map of Guyana. I think up here is where Maruka was, and then Wakanam's one of those little islands right there. And there's another picture of it, and that is Miami on the morning that we left. The first one was, it was Huntsville, and then we went to Miami here. Okay, go ahead. That's us studying on the way to Trinidad, getting ready, preparing ourselves and stuff, and we had a good time doing that, talking and studying. That's our first morning in Maruka. We sat down and kind of planned out. No, that was us in Georgetown. We sat down, we had coffee, and the breakfast they served there was really good. I enjoyed a bunch of different types of food that they handed me. I ate everything they handed me. That's us on the way to the harbor where the boat was going to take us to Supanam. And then from Supanam, we would go to Maruka. And I think the first boat ride, that's the marketplace. Oh, yeah. The police were everywhere there, and apparently there had been a prison that burned down and a bunch of inmates escaped, so I didn't tell Mom until I got back, or my girlfriend, but police were everywhere. I know when we were on Wakanam, I saw the army just marching up and down the streets with a rifle in their hands, so that was kind of nerve-wracking because you don't see that every day, but that's... We saw a bunch of policemen. They usually pulled people over for checks of their car to check for guns and drugs and different stuff like that. And that is our team. There's Gene and Carolyn, me. I don't think David's in that picture. There's Hazel and Shireen and Kurt. Me and him were the ones that got along so well. And Mr. Gene, for the life of me, I can't remember his name right there. Do you remember? That's Derek. I talked a lot with him while we were in Wakanam about leadership and different types of stuff like that, where since him being in a leadership position, I could learn from him and different stuff like that. Mr. Gene broke his sunglasses, so I took a picture of him trying to fix them. And that is the boat that we went on to Supanam, and then we got on another one. But there's me and Derek, and we're putting on our life vests and getting comfy on them old wooden benches that you got in them boats for a long ride. There's Mr. Gene and Shireen and all of us getting ready for the boat ride. There's the river. Now, I think it was on the second boat ride that we went across the Atlantic for a little bit. There's just more of the river. There's the ocean. This was what we went across for about 15, 20 minutes. And thankfully, it didn't get as rough as they said it would. But we hit some of them bumps. And I tell you what, I thought I was at a Dollywood again. We had some good old, it was like a roller coaster or something. I had fun doing that. This is us going up the river to Maruka. And that is a mangrove forest. And I tell you, my whole life I've been interested in stuff like this and going to different countries and stuff like this. And to see something like that in person, I mean, wow. You think, how can people say that there's not a God? I think that was our first night in Maruka. We were all getting settled in. And I tell you, them rooms, they were comfy and cozy with no hot water. Had to sleep with a mosquito net, no air conditioning. I had fun, but I tell you, I probably lost about 10 pounds because you sweat constantly. That's our first night, and that's the preacher. His name is Sylvester, and he is the preacher there. That's us the next day preparing. There's Miss Yes, sir.
Our Assemblies of God Church. And he is now preaching for the church there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a convert from the Pentecostal church. There's Miss Carolyn and reading over her phone. And there's Sunil organizing our car rides and everything. I tell you what, Sunil, we couldn't have done it without him. I don't know, he was here a few weeks ago. Man, I got to calling him Uncle Sunil because he'd just do everything for you. He told us so much about shrimp boating and all sorts of stuff that we did there. That's me talking to Hazel, and if you'll notice, I did not have a beard, and I did not like that. So, there is actually the guy that we were sponsoring for, or the guy that we're sponsoring in this preacher school, and there's our first day. That was the first morning, and we had some devotionals and different stuff like that. And I spoke one morning. We had a different people speaking. There is Bill Clinton right there. His name's Bill Clinton. And his wife's Rovita. I tell you, I got to know them well. And they're some really cool people. The morning devotionals, again, we sang songs and different stuff like that. All right, I'll tell you this. Them two organized where we go, what we do, who to go to. I tell you what, Mr. Gene whooped up that book, and he had name after name after name after name, and I was thinking, this is his first time being here. He's organized. He was a village counselor, and he was kind of, I think, telling us some stuff that we needed to go and see, and there was Shireen kind of giving us an update of what to do. There was some morning devotionals, different type of stuff, and us talking about kind of how to organize the church and kind of make it more efficient and type of stuff like that. And more discussions. So that's our team. I think that was everybody on the morning of the last day. And we got a few more pictures of that. And all right, so we went Bible study. I kind of got ahead of myself. These are the Bible studies, and I think those were all Mr. Gene's Bible studies, but yeah, they're studying right there. There's some of I think those are some kids of one of the people at the church. And there's some more studies. There's a family. All right, I went with David while we were in Maruka, and I asked him so many questions, he probably got tired because, woo! I didn't know I could ask that many questions. But that is actually a hammock. Because, I saw them strung up everywhere. I was like, what are they? And then I saw this little girl just plop down on one of them, and I'm like, there you go. So that's also the village councilman that we kind of went and saw and kind of strengthened him and explained a Bible verse to him to encourage him to stay faithful. Now, this guy was cool. I thought he was cool because he handed me food. he needed his roof fixed, so we helped him out with that and kind of went and encouraged him. And I've never tasted what they call a French cashew down there. I think that's what it's called. It's red. It's got white meat kind of in the middle of it. It's a fruit, and it's good. I ate about five of them on the way back. And what I loved about this place is the government owns the land, so you can just walk up to a tree and just reach up, grab something, and eat it, and keep walking. As you can do that with the coconuts, but also people just hand you food. They're like, here you go. You can have this. We're thankful you came by. Take this with you. Eat. I got so many avocados, and when we get to Wakanam, I'll tell you, Rovita took me, and I had a mango. I had something called a souri, and hey, he knows about them souris. That's the sourest fruit I ever eat in my life. And I tell you, there is one fruit that he showed me. It's called ginup, but it tasted like cake icing. I tell you what, that's good. I wanted to bring one back and plant it, but they said I couldn't. But there's some more Bible studies. These people from experience were going to teach these people that we were studying with because they were living together and they finally got their birth certificates to get married, and they said, we want to wait. So they talked to them, and hopefully that situation will get worked out soon. There's him talking again, and there's a little kid's reading the Bible, and that little girl has a knife in her hand. They're cooking some fruit and all sorts of stuff. We gave out glasses. There's them reading their Bible with their new glasses. That little boy has some coconut. Now, I'll say this. When I was down there, that was the first time I ever tried coconut. First time I tried it, I didn't really care for it. Second time I tried it, I didn't really care for it. But the third time when I took a big old swig of that coconut water, that's good. You get used to that stuff, and then it has coconut jelly. It's good, and then there's a lot of different stuff. They're there making cassava, which I really don't know about that. You can probably talk to Mr. Gene after this is all over and talk to him about that, because I just know I sat on the pole to squeeze all the juice out while they were having a Bible study. There's some crabs. Those are live crabs they had caught, and they were going to cook them up that night. There is our group again. Now, this isn't the video, but me and David went and studied with this lady right here. I'm horrible with names, but I'll think of it in a minute. But me and him both corresponded. He did the main talking, and I kind of just pushed the conversation a little bit longer, and she finally said, I want to become a Christian. So I got to baptize her. So that's something that I really appreciate, going down there and being able to add somebody to the, well, not add, but partake in the adding of a soul to the Lord's army. This is the video. You can play it now. It's not going to work. All right, that's okay. There's me giving her Bible and her like little booklet of 30 days of spiritual growth where she can be rooted deep in the faith and different stuff like that. Here's our evening worship. There's Uncle Sunil and Kurt and Mr. Gene. I tell you what, Mr. Gene, I love hearing him speak. He gets the point across. It might take a little bit, but he gets that point across. But hey, I told him, I love hearing you speak. There's some more of the nightly devotionals. There's some little kids singing songs. There's all of us. All of us again. I think we're handed out some more glasses. All right, we're going to Wakanam. So we get on a boat. We go back to Supanam. Getting everything ready and packing up. And we're on our way. We're unloading to get on another truck to go somewhere to get on a boat and another boat. That's on our way out. So it had rained a lot there, and the rivers had kind of gotten clogged with a bunch of stuff. So I thought we were stuck, but they just pushed that stuff out the way, and we headed on our way. And There's us going to Wakanam. Now, before I get too far, I'm going to say this because I think this is kind of funny. When I was getting in the water to baptize, I think her name was Lucille. David asked the guy that's with us, "Are there anaconda in this river?" And I'm already knee deep in the water. The guy says, "Yes," and I go, "Huh?" But thankfully, nothing bad happened. So we're in Wakanam now. That is the guest house we stayed at. It's a little bit nicer than the hotel we stayed in Maruka, but we stayed under the magistrate's court, or over. That is the harbor, and if you can't see that right there, that is a truck on top of a whole bunch of other cars. And I didn't have a clue about how they got there, but there's the ocean, there's the mainland, and there's a bunch of boats that they would go out and shrimp and do other stuff with. There's some more boats. Here is some stuff from when the Dutch were there that they built. That was a lock that they used, and there was some, I guess those were more locks and stuff. There was more stuff. We went to a bunch of shops around town, and we actually had studies with the people there. Something that you won't find here that they do, you just walk up to them and they say, you want to have a Bible study? And they're like, "Yeah, come on in here." And then they hand you food and you talk for 2 or 3 hours and everybody's happy and stuff and people learn, and I love it. There's the Hindu temples. Now, I will say, while we drove through the mainland and different, I think it was Wakanam, as we drove through there, we saw all these flags popping up, and I said, "Mr. Gene, what are them flags?" And he said, "Those are the Hindu gods that they like pledge themselves to. Am I right?" All right. So we knew if people were Hindu or not when we went and talked to them. Now, sometimes they would say we're Hindu Christian because we believe in your Jesus too, and we had to kind of straighten stuff out when we had studies like that. There's the Hindu. That was a video of them doing the saying different Hindu gods, but I don't think the videos are working. So some of the people there had us for lunch one day. I think it was noodles, and it was good noodles. There's us sitting around talking. I'll let Mr. Jean tell you about her when we get to a later slide, because that's the hardest I've ever seen him laugh in my entire life. But, yep, there you go. You can tell him about that now.
This is a Hindu lady that took us through the temple. And she came to our services every night. But she had 4 gold teeth. Beautiful gold teeth. And the last night there, I said, "Now listen, you're going to will that tooth to me, aren't you?" And she said, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." I said, "I want this one right here now." And she just cracked up. She was the most hospitable person. Brought us in for a meal. And she said, "The next time you come, come to my place now. Come to my place to have another meal." So even though they were Hindus, man, we were just most welcome.
So after that, that's kind of the roads we took on. And I wanted to say this, because when Rovita gave me that salary, it's sour. Tell you what, that'd make you pucker up. And I was eating that, and Shireen's just sitting over there laughing at me. I said, "Shireen, you need to eat one of these things. No, you need to give this to a boy and pucker up and kiss you. This is that sour, that, woo." Anyway, that's the church building. That's what we worshiped in every night. Those are bamboo posts, and one night the wind kicked up and blew it down, and we and Clinton and Derek had to get out the machetes and cut new posts and drive them in the ground, and they let me use the machete. There's us getting ready for the worship. I think this one, That's the bench out of the previous church building.
Yeah, the old building that they had to tear down, they required them to tear it down because it was so dilapidated. And so they saved that bench out of the old building, though, so that they'll go in the new building when they get it.
That's beside us. That guy, I think that's the shop lady that kind of, she's a member of the church. Huh?
But he is Hindu, yeah.
Yes.
But he used that equipment to clear off all that property. No charge, didn't cost us a thing to get all of it cleaned off.
This is the shop, but right back here was the bathrooms everybody used at night. There's us at Clinton and Rovita's house. And they served us supper every night. It's good. All right, I'll tell you something about this. So there was the road going there. They had this drainage ditch on one side, and on the other side, they had another drainage ditch. And Rovita said one morning that she walked out there, and she saw a 4-foot caiman crawling up with a duck in its mouth eating that thing. And I was like, whew! We ain't used to anything like that, having a 4-foot alligator crawling up. That's worship. There's us speaking and get. No, that was VBS. Me and Kurt led VBS. Two young people taking care of about 30 kids. Halfway through it, Kurt looks at me and leans over and he says, I got a headache. I got to go back to the house. I'm left alone with 30 kids. Ooh. So I faithfully had Shireen and Rovita to help me. There is a preacher from another congregation in Guyana that come and helped out. Those are four boys that came along. There's me and Kurt and Clinton's mother. And that picture was taken when we were walking to the study, and we walked 40 minutes to that study. So I don't know how many miles that was, but we walked a while. There's David and them and Hazel and Miss Carolyn going to study. Mr. Gene, there was donkeys and horses and dogs just everywhere. Mr. Gene wanted to get a picture with him. I will say this. I learned of two different snakes down there. One of them could strike you from 6 feet away, and the other one just strike you fast. And the one that could strike you from 6 feet away was called the Bushmaster. And they said, if you have to walk on these trails at night, hold your light out here, because they're going to strike that light. So if you have it here, they're going to strike you right in the chest. That ain't good. Now, on waking on, they said 2 days before we came, this lady got struck by a Latbaria, which is the one that strikes really fast. She got struck by two of them and died in 30 minutes. So that was kind of nerve-wracking. Anyways, that was Bible studies. Here's some more Bible studies. What was his significance again, Mr. Gene? What was he? He, again, was he the taxi driver that...
No, it was his mother. The van that he's standing in front of is Troy's van. It's his name on there, but it's his mother's van that she carried us around.
She was baptized. She was baptized on Wakenham. There's some different studies. There's her after she got baptized. There's her that night getting her Bible and her baptismal certificate and the 30 days of the Christian study thing. There is the shopkeeper that was right by the house. We kind of studied with her and encouraged her and stuff. More studies on Wakenham. There's some flowers that this lady is taking care of. This was a steel drum from when the Dutch were there. And that was about 200 years ago, so that thing held up pretty well. There's David speaking that night. See, the young boys took my role. In Wakenham, in Maruka, I'd lead singing. I'd do the morning devotionals, and I'd do the Bible reading and stuff. But they did it all in Wakenham. I was proud of them boys. There's the nightly devotionals. There's Rovita and some different people. There's some kids. There's us fixing the tarp the church roof. There's us fixing it. One day I got to play cricket. First time I'd ever played cricket in my life with all them. It was fun. Learned a lot. There's Miss Carolyn and Hazel with some kids. All right, we're heading back to Georgetown. This is when we're going home, and I'm like, I've had a fun time, but I'm ready to go home and sleep in my own bed, have air conditioning again, all sorts of stuff like that. So this is us back in Georgetown, and we loaded up one of these little cart things, and this guy just picked it up and carried it all the way to a bus, which we drove back to the hotel. Oh, a lot of the stuff that we saw was God-related. Everybody down there is spiritually minded. And I'll say this. I got to go way back to the first night we were there. But we pulled up. We were driving through there. We're driving on the wrong side of the road to start with. But second of all, when we got to the hotel, the front gate's locked with these big old iron gates. You look up, and there's a retaining wall all the way around the hotel with razor wire right above it. And I'm like, I hope I'm not going to prison, but ugh. This is us right before we leave. This is everybody before we separate our ways and go back to our respected homes and stuff. So we went down there. This was in Supanam.
It has the largest wooden structure in the world. That's a cathedral. It's a cathedral, and it's the largest one in the world. It's all wood. It's inside.
They were doing some refurbishing on it and working on it. We got to walk around, and you know, it's weird. They had their like Sunday mass on Saturday. It was weird, but. Yeah, there you go. It's not on Saturday. It's a Tuesday and a Friday. But there is us the last night we were in Georgetown. And there is Sunil when he came to see Mr. Gene. And we made it back safe. And on our way back, we got a layover for an hour because there was fog. And then on the way from Trinidad to Miami, we hit a big old spot of turbulence. Ooh, man, that's scary. But we had a wonderful time. Hopefully those churches were strengthened and many more people will be added to the Church of Christ down there. And in closing, I would like to, before I dismiss you, I will lead us all in prayer. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for all of your great and many blessings. Father, we thank you for the people down in Guyana. We pray that this next missionary trip that Mr. Gene and all of them will do good work and help a lot of people and help them to see you and show that you love them and that they need you. Father, help us and to go our separate ways for the rest of this week and keep us strong and help us to come closer to you. In your Son's holy name, amen.